Ladies and gentlemen, it's time once again for Missed Connection Wednesday.
I'm left only to assume that the redhead on Shauno has been found.
Nothing this week?
No posting this week.
All right.
So I'm going to chalk that one up to success.
Okay. Right.
Connection no longer
win
missed.
Win column.
Let's hope it works as well for this individual and Menards.
All right.
No punctuation here, so I will do my best.
All right.
I help you get some screen door parts down. Anyways, I would like to know to get to know you a little more about you. Please tell me where you were doing when you were shopping so I know it's you. Or, so I know it's you. So I know. No! It's N-O, so I don't know where to go with it. Let me know what you were doing before you went shopping so I know. It's you. No. Yes.
Walmart. You yelled, "I want to have your baby," to me, and then smiled. I thought it was hilarious. LOL. Reply if you see this.
What was that?
I don't know. It's the emoticon with the tongue sticking out.
Oh, okay. It's the colon P.
All right. All right.
Reply if you see this.
So we'll just go.
Okay.
Jen? Was that you? We went to high school together in Appleton in the late 90s. Before my family and I moved across the country to Las Vegas, and then we lost touch. I've asked some of our classmates on Facebook about you since returning to the area, and no one knew where you were. But I swear I saw you at the Oval Office on Saturday night. I didn't know if you wanted someone to recognize you at work, so that is why I didn't say anything to you. I get the feeling you noticed me because you didn't come and visit with me. I was the guy sitting near the dance floor wearing the orange shirt. If it was you, I'd love to see you again in a non-work situation for you. Though I will certainly be visiting your work again because I really enjoyed what I saw. But would love to catch up on things outside of work too.
Right.
If it was you, please respond to this email with what your stage name was on Saturday night and what high school we went to.
And if I need to bring dollar bills, let me know.
Jen?
Okay, this one, I need to do a little background. Because I had to make sure we weren't doing something bad.
Yeah.
For anyone wondering what a brony is.
Oh, you did look that up.
Yes. It is the term used to describe the fan community, usually older group males and females of the show My Little Pony. Friendship is magic.
Oh.
Oh. All right.
Okay.
So this makes it even better.
Because okay, right. I thought it was just a misspelling of brownie.
Yeah, that's what I thought too.
Yeah.
It was a good time. Kinko's. The copy machine had been broken, and you and your friends walked in after your intramural basketball game to make flyers for your bronies party. I told you Strawberry Sprinkles was my favorite little pony. Your nipples burst through your shirt.
And this is a woman for a man.
Your friends began to sing Afternoon Delight, and why wouldn't they?
Of course they would.
And I treated you all to a show. A pony show, that is. Tell me what color the pony's eyes were in the subject line. I'd love to attend your Brody's party.
Wow. By the way, if you're just tuning in, it is Miss Connection Wednesday. Putting hearts back together here in IXX.
Woodman's in Appleton.
Mm-hmm.
I saw you in Woodman's, and I know you're... For me! About 12 E's?
Okay.
I know you're for me! I can't stop thinking about you. Winky? Did you notice me? Winky? I was in Woodman's in Appleton last week at lunch, and you were shopping W, your friend. Guessing with.
Yep.
I've seen you there before, Allet. Winky? I was buying bananas, and you came in with your friend. You were so hot. Tall, fit, gorgeous black man. I saw your friend checking me out, and you looked over. Did you see that I saw you? I know you felt the same. If it's you, message me back with what I was buying, because I think we're MFEO.
What does that mean?
Made for each other.
Oh, okay.
Meant for each other.
Or meant for each other.
All right.
You look like you'd be a little bit more experienced than me, but it doesn't matter. I do care.
All right.
I miss you and the kids.
Oh.
Oh, no.
You probably will never see this, don't want to see this, and don't care if you do. I just want to let you know I miss you and the kids. I miss all the good times we had together. It is summer, and I miss going to the water parks. I miss going out to eat with you. I miss listening to you read the kids' bedtime stories. Maybe the problem is you weren't reading them bedtime stories yourself.
Yeah, you can still go to the water parks. Yeah. You're just a creeper now.
I miss you and wish things were different. I have to own the mess I made. And I can't help but wonder how things would be if we were still together.
You came into my work about 2 days ago with a friend, or a sister, or someone.
Yeah.
At around 1:55 to 2 o'clock. You only stayed for 5 minutes, ordered, sat down, and left. But you were possibly the girl of my dreams. Your blonde golden hair was long to the middle of your back.
Yes.
With your hat backwards and your black short sleeve shirt with the white lettering on it that said Adidas.
And we must also note that on this mixed connection, there is an Adidas graphic. Just in case you didn't know what Adidas looked like.
But this description is still incomplete without any bottoms. And she apparently was wearing long jean pants.
Mm.
As though jeans would not suffice.
Right.
These were long pants of a denim-like fabric.
Right.
You were really cool about ordering. And your voice was sexy.
How does one order coolly?
Especially when you find out at Taco John's.
Yes, I would like the taco crunch wrap. But please take the crunch out.
I'll take the number 6.
Oh my God, he's so cool.
Number 6, please.
If you could hook me up with a 5, that'd be great.
Oh, that was so cool how you did it in Spanish.
Can I get a potato ole, but large? Oh my God. Oh my God.
Ole. You were a very skinny girl and had to be about 21 to 23. If this
not
was
24
you,
and not 20.
I just wanted to say you're hot. Y-O-U-R.
You own that hotness.
You are. Your hot was better than the next customer's hot, who did not order nearly as coolly.
Right.
He just said 3 tacos and a large potato ole. And I'm like, dude, that's Trace to her, man.
Not cool, man. Not cool.
You just want a soda? All right. All not right. A grande.
Oh, my God. He ordered that burrito without the beans.
Well, it was a chick that ordered it, right?
Yeah.
Oh, it was a girl?
Yeah. It was a girl.
Oh.
Yeah.
When she said burrito, she rolled her eyes like, burrito. And I said, hi, baby.